What started out as an organized, permitted rally against economic injustice, led by National Nurses United in Chicago's Daley Plaza,
show me what democracy looks like,
ended as a disorganized, unpermitted march by Occupy Wall Street protesters through the financial heart of the city. But in a show of restraint, Chicago police officers stood by as the protesters moved through the streets, stopping traffic along the way. Northwestern University political science professor Ian Hurd says the success of the NATO summit depends on how well the protesters and police get along.
Well, the dynamic between the police and the protesters is really subtle and sensitive. And it's not hard for overreaction on one side or the other to snowball into something that neither side was intending.
Protests in the Windy City got off to a shaky start when President Barack Obama moved the G8 summit from his hometown of Chicago to the Camp David Presidential Retreat. Gene Ross, co-president of National Nurses United, says they decided to continue with their rally on what was supposed to be the first day of the Chicago G8 meeting, only to meet resistance from city officials who wanted to deny the group a permit to assemble in Daley Plaza.
We told them, if you're afraid of a large group of nurses and one musician with an acoustic guitar, things are in sad state in this country, if that's what scares you. And no, we weren't going to give up, and we were going to file for injunctive relief.
The city relented, and that acoustic guitar player, former Rage Against the Machine frontman Tom Morello, took the stage in front of a crowd that swelled above 2,000.
Welcome to the new world order.
Morello says the heightened security in Chicago ahead of the NATO summit sends a signal to world leaders.
I'll tell you who's not welcome in Chicago. The G8 is not welcome in Chicago. They ran away like little lambs because they were afraid of the reception that Chicago was going to give them. Who else is not welcome in Chicago? NATO. They had to call in the National Guard and bus in police from three adjoining states to protect their conference from the people of Chicago.
But Professor Hurd says despite the large force deployed throughout the city, officials are somewhat receptive to the protests.
When the city of Chicago agreed to host the summit, it knew that there would be protests. And I think that they were hoping that that would help add to the media profile of the event.
That profile will increase on the opening day of the NATO summit, during a march expected to attract up to 10,000 protesters. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Chicago.